WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Here we go.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light, Indicator, and Benton Harbor, right in our backyard, man. By the way, you've probably walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, office building. Awesome that they're right here in our backyard, Special Light, Benton Harbor, and Decatur. Your topic for the day, what's something you don't have in your home that most other people have in theirs? So something you don't have.
I got everything.
I know, you pretty much, you have everything that anybody could possibly imagine. I was thinking really, really hard about this. I'm like, God, what don't we have that's in, that most people do have? And
You got some?
The only thing I could think of was a freezer, like a chest freezer. That's honestly, that's the lamest answer I could think of. But that, I'm just like, I think maybe a freezer.
I wouldn't have one either. But when we moved into the house, the people left one here. And I'm like, it's got to be broken. Plug it in. No, it works.
Must be
then
nice.
It took me like a year to figure out. Oh, yeah, they didn't take it out because you can't get it out. The house was built around the dryer, the washer, and the freezer in the basement. I'm telling you.
That's what baffles me. Your door down to your basement is so skinny. I don't know how they got those in there. It's an anomaly. It's insane.
So I was going to give you the freezer right off the bat because I know you always talk about it. But, I apologize. I can't get it out.
Thanks a lot, jerk. Do you have something?
That's where I keep all my dead bodies.
Perfect. Exactly. It's a dead body freezer. Is there something you don't have in your home?
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking something that I don't have in my home that everybody else does.
Are you going to say?
You know what it feels? What?
I thought you were going to say children. No, children.
Uh-oh. Children. Children is a good one. I don't have any children, man. And I don't know. I don't know. Going to other people's houses. And here's the thing. Can you just, you can adopt. Yes. I just want a kid that's like, can I just get an athlete? Like a 14-year-old kid that can already dunk. It's just like well on his way to the NBA or something. Like you got to go through the whole, you know, the first 14 years where you got to watch him and we got to practice a lot. Little kids seem like a lot of work, man.
It's just
a lot of work.
What are you, Sandra Bullock in that one movie where she adopts that kid or takes that kid and he becomes an NFL superstar? I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pad your pockets.
That's what I want. I want like a 6'9", just athlete.
Yeah. Why don't you go to the adoption place and be like, could I just take a look at all the kids? Maybe run them through a few drills, just see how they handle it.
Mm-hmm. How about this? Have you ever heard anybody say when you go, like, hang out with them and their kids? Has anybody ever told you, like, man, you know what? Kids are awesome. It's very easy. It's, like, one of the easiest things, and they always abide by the rules. It's just a breeze.
Never.
You should have kids. It's a breeze. You never hear that.
Never. No, they all look exhausted.
It's like I'm already struggling trying to get through life.
Yeah, no, you can't take care of yourself. I'm pretty sure you just ruined a bed like 2 years ago. So I think you should hold off just for a little bit. Just for a little bit.
I don't need two other people in the house ruining beds.
Of course, I did just buy two mini bikes, so maybe I'm not ready for it either. We'll see.
Yeah, right.
Or I am ready for it. All right, let's take a quick break.
Brock, if you had kids, you wouldn't have mini bikes.
That's true. That's true.
A trade off.
All right. I'm going to keep the mini bikes. I'm going to keep the mini
bikes. You can turn the mini bikes off.
I can leave them in the garage. What's something you don't have in your home that most other people have in theirs? Get to our Facebook page. Comment below. We got some great answers. We're going to get to those in just a bit. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. It's 7:49. Brock Hunter. Lyrics. Anyway, your topic of the day today brought to you by Special Light, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. What's something you don't have in your home that most other people have in theirs?
Yeah, I was thinking of. I have a lot of things, man, but it seems like everybody's got a dog. Never had a dog.
Oh, yeah, but you got a pet, though. I guess if you want to be that way, yeah, you do still have a pet.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Got two of them, and they stink this morning.
meow. Let's see. Reno said a loving wife. I have a wife, just not a loving one. This is Rodney Dangerfield over here. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sherry, I don't know if I believe this. Sherry said a DVD Blu-ray player. What?
See,
I got like four of them in my house.
Is Blu-ray fading out? Are people out there still buying Blu-rays?
They have them there. I think it's just kind of in the middle. Like, there is Blu-ray and there is DVD. I don't know if one is better than the other. It's whatever the porn industry is backing. That's how it works.
You know, I think I was at Best Buy a while back and looking around their CD and Blu-ray section. It's shrinking. It's getting smaller and smaller.
Well, and I think it'll shrink anyways because of everything going to digital platforms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, yeah, exactly. It's like you're gonna go out there, you're gonna get your Blu-ray player when you just got Netflix.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot of time
to go out and do all that, to where you can just click a button and boom.
I have a pretty extensive DVD Blu-ray collection, but again, I've noticed a lot of stuff I've been purchasing. It's just so easy, like on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, hell, I'll just buy it now. I can watch it whenever I want.
Wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever you want. Exactly. So I think we'll start to see a taper off, but there may still be that lingering. Who knows? Maybe VHS will make a resurge. You know, all the hipsters will only want VHS tapes, you know. So
HD DVD. Remember that?
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
I got a bunch of laser discs that are just laying around.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Got the whole collection on laser disc. Andrea said a furnace.
Furnace, huh?
Well, I guess it's summertime, so you don't need it, but you might want to fix that before.
Is she burning wood in the winter? Maybe. I always kind of wondered about that. It would almost be kind of neat for a winter. Like, damn, I'm freezing. I got to go out and split wood. I mean, I guess it would suck.
You would freeze to death. Knowing you, Hunter, you would be dead in a week. The first cold week, you'd be dead.
Hey, Dad, can I have some wood? Because he's got a bunch of wood in his house. I'd probably end up just stealing a bunch of his wood.
He'd end up burning your house down.
Yeah,
Hunter,
for sure.
I mean this in the nicest way possible. Don't ever, ever get a fireplace in your house. Ever.
No. Come on.
No.
Hunter,
I love you, but if you ever get a wood-burning fireplace, you are going to burn your house down.
So how do you start this thing with gas? Gas? Okay, gas. All right.
I'm just going to pour some gas here, and then I'm going to shoot a firework at it, and that's how we're going to get our indoor fireplace started.
Get the s'mores ready, honey. Pouring gas on the fire.
No, really, I like that smoky smell. Let's close that little door in there and just really, it smells nice in here. Good God.
House just ignites off of its frame.
Hunter, I don't want to go to your funeral. Please never, ever have a wood-burning fireplace. Ever.
In the casket, I'll just have like the cartoon, like burnt face with the hair just sitting.
Like you had glasses on, so it's just got the ring. You got the ring.
My God, his carcass is still smoking.
So seriously, don't ever do it. You'll die. Let's see. Let's do a couple more. What's something that you don't have in your home that most other people have? Josh said a video game system. That is surprising.
Yeah.
Richard said a dishwasher. I have a dishwasher now for the first time ever, and oh my God, I will never go back to hand washing dishes. Yeah. It makes all the difference in the world.
Here's a dishwashing scenario in my house.
Yeah,
like I think I tried it once, and she just took it over, and she's like, "I don't want you to do these because I don't think they're clean enough when you do them." So it's kind of like I have an excuse not to do it. Like it's just dirty all the time, I guess.
Oh, so your dishwasher talks back to you. You can't have that.
Right. Right.
Let's see. Jennifer said she doesn't have a microwave. What?
Hey. No microwave.
Are you
huh?
one of those, Jennifer, where you put your Tostino pizza rolls in the oven like a psycho? What are you doing?
It's one hell of a waiting game. That's what that is.
Dude, stop it. You can go to Walmart right now and get a microwave for like $30. Jennifer,
I got one. I'll just give you one. I got one. Maybe she's got an air fryer, though. Maybe she's like, you know what? Microwaves are a thing of the past. I'm getting an air fryer.
Yeah.
Because the air fryers are definitely taking the place of microwaves, I think.
Well, I wish you would have specified, because right now I'm not a fan of Jennifer. No microwave. Come on. Come on.
She making popcorn over the stove? What's going on?
Let's see. Cheryl has it. We'll end with Cheryl. She has a interesting one. She said she doesn't have a plunger in her house. She must be pretty confident in her plumbing. If you don't have I got like three plungers in my house. Like I got two backup plungers just in case.
Cheryl needs a little bit more fiber in her diet.
Oh, it's the damnedest thing. I never need a plunger.
You know what? It's nice never having to use that plunger. But if you have to use it and you don't have it, oh boy.
And that's the biggest thing. And even just for your guests, you should have a plunger for your guests.
What makes your stomach drop more? The demon drop or flushing a toilet, not having a plunger, and that thing starts filling up?
You look around, you're like, oh God, no.
And it's never at your house by yourself. Yeah. It's always at like somebody's house that's very important.
The first thing I do is before I sit down, I don't look for toilet paper. I look for a plunger, buddy. I look for a plunger. Because that is going to be way more crucial in the long run. All right?
No, it's because you're constipated. You're using it for a different reason.
Yeah. Just a minute. All right. We're going to take a break. More when we come back on the Plan B Morning Show.